Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
Listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Howdy, friends. Hey, Julie.
Yes?
What do you call a panda who saw a crime?
Ooh, Matt. Oh, I have no idea. What do you call it?
A bear witness.
Bear witness? Oh, okay. I think I see, like in a courthouse or a trial.
Yes.
Great effort, Matt. But that joke was pretty unbearable. But, you know, it is a great segue into our next commandment. The ninth commandment says you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Bear false witness. Those are some big words, and I'm not quite sure what they mean.
I mean, I've heard of them, but I don't think I could explain them. You might say I barely know them.
Oh, man, Julie is on fire.
But, you know, I think there might be someone who can help us.
Oh, yeah? Who do you have in mind?
Our old friend, Judge Jesse.
That's right. Judge Jesse knows all about witnesses from his days in the courthouse. I bet he can help us understand what it means to bear false witness.
Let's all say Judge Jesse together.
Judge Jesse!
Did somebody say Judge Jesse?
Hey, it's our good friend Jesse. Welcome back to the show, Judge. We're so glad you could join us today.
So glad to be here, Julie and Matt. It's always an honor to come on the show and testify about what I know.
You always do tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good one, Julie.
Speaking of truth, Judge, today we are learning about the ninth commandment, and there are some big words in it. We were hoping you can help us understand what they mean.
I don't wear this fancy robe for nothing. Of course, I can help. And you're right, the ninth commandment has some words that need some explaining. Bear false witness. How about we break those words down one at a time?
Sounds like a plan.
Bear is another word of saying to say or to share.
Bear, share. I can remember that.
And false is opposite of true.
True. False. Man, those kind of test questions are hard. But I think I got what that means now.
And a witness is someone who claims they saw something. And not just anything, but something that's important and they need to tell about it.
Can I get a witness? I got it. Like, can someone who saw what happened come tell me?
That's right. So let's put those all together. Bearing false witness about someone is sharing an untruth about them with others. And in my job, that's a really big deal.
Oh yeah? How so?
My job as a judge is to make the right or just decision about any situation. Usually it involves a wrong or something criminal that someone did to someone else. So the most important thing that I can try to determine in my courtroom is what actually happened. I'm trying to get to the truth.
Like the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, you're catching on, Matt. One of the ways I get to the truth is by talking to witnesses. Witnesses are important because they saw what actually happened. So you can imagine that. It's critical they tell me the truth about what they actually saw. If a witness tells me a lie in court, it can really harm some people. Because of that, it's actually a crime for a witness to lie or to bear false witness in my court.
Whoa, that's serious stuff. But it makes sense. And it makes sense why God takes it seriously, too.
Yeah, it's one of the Ten Commandments, right up there with don't steal and don't murder.
I'm so glad you see it that way. Telling the truth about people is important in and out of my courtroom.
Thanks for coming on the show today, Judge.
Yeah. Now let's take a brief recess and look at a story from the Bible.
Good one, Matt. And thanks for having me. I hope it helps you understand even more as you hear the story from the Bible today.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. So let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. Dear God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 16 says, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." This was the ninth command God gave to his chosen people, the Israelites.
Like commandments 6, 7, and 8, the ninth commandment is about treating other people rightly, or as valuable, how God sees them.
Has anyone ever said something about you that just wasn't true? Maybe they blamed you for something that you didn't do. If something like that has happened, you know firsthand that it's not a great feeling. It actually hurts really bad.
And that's what the Bible calls bearing false witness against your neighbor. It's telling a lie, but specifically, it's telling a lie about someone else.
The eighth commandment, don't steal, teaches us that we are to respect other people's things. The ninth commandment teaches us that we are to respect other people's reputations.
Reputation is a big word that just means what other people think about you. People of good character work hard to earn a good reputation. They tell the truth. They work hard. They do what's right. All things that make other people think highly of them.
Sadly, all it takes is one lie, one person bearing false witness against them to steal or take that good reputation away from them.
When we bear false witness against our neighbor, it harms them. In fact, the book of Proverbs compares a man who bears false witness to a violent weapon. It says he's like a war club or a sword or a sharp arrow.
And the Bible has examples of the harm that is caused when someone breaks the ninth commandment. Let's get an even closer look at how bearing false witness hurts others by reading a story from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the Old Testament, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 21, verses 13 and 14. I'll give you a moment to find it. 1 Kings, chapter 21, verses 13 and 14. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? 1 Kings 21, verses 13 and 14 says, "And the two worthless men came in and sat opposite Naboth. And the worthless men brought a charge against him in the presence of the people, saying, 'Naboth cursed God and the king.' So they took him outside the city and stoned him to death with stones. Then they sent Jezebel, saying, 'Naboth has been stoned. He is dead.'"
So this is a sad story about how breaking the ninth commandment can really hurt other people. Naboth was a farmer who worked really hard to tend and keep a vineyard that had been in his family for a really long time.
It must have been a really nice garden because it caught the eye of the king of Israel at the time, King Ahab. Ahab liked his garden and wanted to buy it from Naboth, but Naboth said it wasn't for sale.
And this made King Ahab really sad. Ahab's wife, Jezebel, didn't like having a mopey husband around the house, so she devised a plan to get Naboth's garden by telling a lie about him.
Jezebel planned a big celebration for people in the city and made sure that Naboth was invited. Then she sent letters to two worthless men, let's just call them scoundrels. She told them to tell a lie about Naboth during the celebration when everyone was listening.
So the celebration started and all the people came, including Naboth and the scoundrels. During the meeting, the men stood up and told everyone, including King Ahab and the elders, that Naboth had broken a law. They said he cursed God and cursed the king.
This, of course, was a complete lie, but it was too late. Naboth didn't get a chance to defend himself, and he was immediately arrested and punished.
Jezebel convinced people to bear false witness against an innocent man, and it cost him his life.
Not only did Jezebel harm Naboth by breaking the ninth commandment, in doing so, she also broke the eighth commandment. She stole poor Naboth's garden.
God wants us to tell the truth, especially when it involves other people. Bearing false witness can be tempting. Maybe you want something that's not yours, so you're tempted to lie like Jezebel did to get it.
Or maybe you did something wrong and you don't want to suffer the consequences, so you blame someone else for it.
No matter what the temptation is, remember that bearing false witness always hurts someone else. Jesus commanded us to love our neighbors, so that means we don't tell lies about them.
So let's keep the ninth commandment by speaking the truth about those around us. Hey, parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 seconds.
Wait, objection. I've got this. 5 second flatter review is now in session.
Our friend Judge Jesse is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Judge.
All right. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay, question 1. What are other names for commandment?
Rules.
Words.
Law.
Question number 2. Who gave the Israelites the 10 commandments?
God.
Question number 3. True or false? The 9th commandment says you should never bear false witness against one another.
True.
Question number 4. True or false? Bearing false witness about someone doesn't hurt them.
False. Telling a lie about someone can really harm them.
That's right, Julie. Last question. Question number 5. Fill in the blank. Keep the 9th commandment by telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but...
The truth.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, think about ways you can honor people with what you say about them. Every day, pick one person to encourage, maybe a friend, maybe a family member. Tell them why you like them and appreciate them, and let's see what good and true words can do for people.
And as we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song to remind us that God is good.
G-O-O-D to you and me. God is good, always good. God is always good. God is good, forever good. God is forever good. G-O-O-D, our God is. G-O-O-D, He has always been. G-O-O-D, will forever be. G-O-O-D, to you and me. God is good, always good. God is always good. God is good, forever good. God is forever good. G-O-O-D is our G-O-D. G-O-O-D is our G-O-D. G-O-O-D is our G-O-D. G-O-O-D is our G-O-D. God is good, always good. God is
listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about God giving the Ten Commandments, you can turn to Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 26 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information, including a fun video to help you learn the Ten Commandments or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.
Thank you, God, for everything. With our voices, we will sing. You are God, Father, Spirit, Son.
Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, BIG STORY.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.